You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Western Michigan University will make ballet history. It'll be the first college to dance a ballet so complex that it's only been performed by professional dancers. The ballet Lilac Garden was created by English choreographer Anthony Tudor in 1936. It's about a woman named Caroline who is engaged to a man she doesn't love. The whole ballet takes place at an Edwardian garden party, where Caroline is saying goodbye to her friends and also her lover. That might sound like a typical drama today, but WMU dance professor Sharon Garber says in the 1940s, it was revolutionary.
The great works were about princesses and swans and fairy tales, and this was about people. And not just happy people, but people who were in situations that were heartbreaking or devastating, and how that affected their movement.
The movements in Lilac Garden were pretty groundbreaking too, says WMU dance professor David Kerwin. He says Tudor wasn't afraid to be expressive with the upper body and let the dancers sink into the ground.
It's not up here and keeping gravity and the floor away. It's really into the floor or into the grass as they're performing the garden.
Hand long. One, two, three, four, five, six, two, two, three, four, five, six.
Amanda McCarrow and her husband John Gardner are former dancers with the American Ballet Theater. It's considered to be the first national ballet company in the United States. In fact, Lilac Garden was one of the company's first ballets. Now McCarrow and Gardner work for the Anthony Tudor Trust. It's their job to make sure Tudor's work is performed the way it was meant to be performed.
Getting better.
McCarrow says Lilac Garden is only about 17 minutes long, but it's extremely complicated.
Normally, universities are not allowed to do this piece because it is so difficult. Professional ballet dancers find this one challenging, and you can spend a career trying to get your Caroline to the place she needs to get. But this university has the Tudor experience.
Kerwin says Western has done three other Tudor works, but has always dreamed of performing Lilac Garden. Gardner and McCarrow started working with Tudor in their teens and studied with him up until he died in 1987. Gardner says Tudor made him think about every little detail of his dance. He remembers his first rehearsal for Lilac Garden.
He came over to me and said, "So, young man, where are you from?" And I said, "Lafayette, Louisiana." And he said, "No, your character. Where is your character from?" And I came up with something, I forget what I said, like Baltimore or something like that. And how did you get here to this place? So I had to answer all these questions about my character right then and there.
Gardner says each dancer develops their character in their own way. So this staging's Caroline will be unlike any other Caroline before. McCarrow says Tudor's moves in Lilac Garden are intentionally awkward.
You're trained as a ballet dancer to make it look easy, to hide the effort. You don't want the audience to see how difficult something is. You want to master the technique so that it looks easy. And he was not like that. He wanted to see the effort. I learned that from him in his very first rehearsal. The effort was where the emotion was.
Western student Cicely Shives will dance the role of Caroline. She says that awkwardness in the movement is much like how Caroline feels as she faces what could be an unhappy marriage.
It's not going to feel good, but Caroline doesn't feel good either. So that's the way the ballet is built. And the steps are built in a way to make the dancer feel like the character. And I think that's really important when it comes to the emotional side of it, because there's nothing fake. You feel all of these things.
The WMU Department of Dance won't perform Lilac Garden until their Great Works Gala in February, but you can attend an open rehearsal for the ballet tonight at 5 in WMU's Dalton Center, Studio B on the third floor. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.